We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And welcome on into the first ever Aggies All The Way podcast. I'm Scott Girard. All right, so it's something that we've, if you followed me on Twitter, at the end of last year, we started to flirt a little bit with putting a lot of content in podcast form, and we are going to continue to do this here on the Aggies All The Way podcast, where we'll take a look at all the sports, we'll take a lot of the breaking news, you'll have highlight packages, you'll have exclusive interviews, exclusive content, and essentially, we want to provide an avenue for you, the listeners out there, you, the fans of Utah State Athletics, that when you want to get your Aggie fix, we've got something for you. I promise we will have content for you at least in the off season. So, you know, through June, July, into August, we will have content for you, original content, at least once a week. When the season hits, you're going to get lots and lots of content. We'll have pregame interviews with Coach Anderson and Coach Smith before they air on the station. After every game, we'll put together a highlight package so you can relive the games. We'll also put together midweek press conferences. We'll also put together all kinds of stuff so that you can always get your Aggie fix and it's all in one place for you. So if you've got suggestions, if you got thoughts on things you'd like to hear on here or things that we can do to try to provide a better Aggie experience for you, feel free to let us know. You can reach me on Twitter at @ScottyGZone. So a lot to get to on this edition of the Aggies All The Way podcast. I wanted to do this. We finally got this platform set up. It's a little week or two later than I would have liked. But Lance Beckert, he's the color analyst for our Aggie broadcast. We had a chance to talk a little Aggie basketball. I get it. I know football is just a couple months away. And trust me, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about football. But with Nemesh Keita coming back for another season, with the expectations through the roof on this team, I really thought it'd be a great idea to spend some time and talk a little bit about basketball, what this means for this Aggie team with Keita coming back, what to expect, and a lot to get to talk a little Aggie hoops, because I'm telling you what, the 2019-2020 season could be very, very special for this Aggie basketball team. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with color analyst on Utah State basketball broadcast, Lance Beckert. Coach, how the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Just enjoying the weather right now, more than anything.
Wait 10 minutes. We'll get another rainstorm.
Yeah, it's about right, isn't it?
So a lot to break down. You and I haven't had a chance to talk much after the loss to Washington in the NCAA tournament, but there's been a lot of news. Keita puts his name in the draft, and it looks like he's going to stay there. And then he goes, he works out for the Jazz, goes to the NBA draft combine, works out for a few other teams, and then decides to come back. In your opinion, is that the right move for the young man?
Oh, you know, I think we even talked about it during the season. You know, that jump to the NBA, to that next level is a big one. And I definitely think he made the right move in entering his name. I mean, just like Coach Smith supported that 100%. He got some excellent feedback. And I think, you know, the few things that he needs to get a little better on, he's definitely better off doing that with Utah State than trying to, you know, be that 10th or 11th guy sitting on the edge of the bench trying to work on those things, you know, throughout an NBA season. So in my opinion, I think it's a great move for him. I think his stock will raise. And he has a chance, you know, next year to put himself in a position to be a lottery pick if he continues to develop as he has so far.
So that's kind of the message that I heard that he had received from a lot of NBA teams, where you get that body right, you get that conditioning right, and you have a chance to be a lottery, certainly a first round pick, and maybe a lottery pick. And I got to imagine that's got to be appealing, because that's guaranteed money in your pocket right there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that's kind of, he doesn't have that. I think, you know, had he, the kind of the scary thing for me as an Aggie fan, was that one team that says, listen, we'll take you early in the second round. But again, there's no guaranteed money. He has to develop, you know, coming back to school, right? There's no guaranteed money as well. And, you know, there's always the chance for injury, and, you know, knock on wood, there's a chance for injury if you're, you know, sitting there with no guaranteed money as well. So, I think he got some really good advice, which is not always the case when agents are involved. But I think he got some really good advice, and I think he knows what he has to work on next year. And I know that was relayed to Coach Smith, and the staff will work on that throughout the summer and then throughout the year. I think you'll see, I think you'll see his game develop, which, you know, helps the Aggies.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of those things, we're talking about are developing his body, core strength, work off the bounce, you know, extending his range. So all of those things will help the Aggies, especially the way, you know, I expect them to play next year.
Well, and also too, you look back and the Aggies weren't able to get him in until August. So, and then, you know, you get thrown into the fire there just a month or so after that. So to have a full offseason, I know he'll go back to Portugal and play some international ball with his national team, but still to have that full summer where you can work out and have your training guys work with him, your regimen, your nutritionist, your guys, and not just get him in on campus on August and then throw him to the Wolves. I got to imagine that's going to pay huge dividends too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Just the way you can develop him, as you said, you know, physically, and, you know, get him doing the proper footwork that you like, you know, the proper drills that you like. Also, you got to look at it as a staff. You know, I think they were kind of teetering back and forth. We may have him, we may not have him. Yeah. Is he going to qualify? Is he not going to qualify? Well, this year, you know exactly, you know, what you have going into the year, and you can do some planning and scheming around, you know, having him involved. So I think the off-season preparation for the coaches is going to be a huge benefit as well.
Lance Becker joining us here on the Aggies All the Way podcast. Lance, you look, when you were on that staff and you were sitting on that bench next to Stu Morrill, you were the big gun, whether it be in the WAC or the Big West. Everybody was aiming for you. This team, nobody was really aiming for him last year until about midway through the season, and that's when the rest of the Mountain West Conference realized this team was pretty good, and then they got everybody's best shot. But, boy, they're going to be, you know, frankly, I think they'll be a top 25 preseason team, which is something that hasn't happened since the early 70s at Utah State. There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this team. There's going to be a lot of expectations. They'll be a clear-cut favorite to win the conference. How hard is it to play with those kind of expectations and that kind of pressure?
Well, I think for some of our teams in the past, I think that would have been a tall task. I think that was always, you know, maybe a knock on us, you know, the way, maybe it was the way we coached, maybe it was just the player's mentality. But I think this squad and this coaching staff and these players are a bit different. You know, last year we kept saying, well, when's reality going to kick in? When are they going to realize, you know, that maybe they're exceeding expectations? And it never did, right? I think this team mentally is strong. I think their confidence is, the confidence level is high. They have a belief, and, you know, they have really, really good players that have bought in and play in a really good system. So, you know, that being said, I think they'll play with that same kind of chip on their shoulder, you know, that they had throughout last season. Is just, you know, every day they're just in that fight, right? They're just going to get after you. They kind of got that, they still have the got a belt, you know, they're still going to get after, you know, everything they have to do. And I think that comes from the staff. Then you have some really good leadership, you know, in Sam Merrill. You know, he's been around, he's done it now, he knows what he has to do. And I think he, you know, just at the end after the Washington game, right, he's just always looking at, okay, so next year we're going further than this. And that's a sign of a really good leader.
How much of a jump do you think he can make in his game in an offseason going into a senior year?
Oh, Sam, I think tremendously. And I think he made a big jump, you know, last season, physically, right? Year before, he came in probably a little heavier than I think he probably wanted to be. You know, we had a different training staff at that time, meaning physical training staff, strength trainers. Whereas last season, I think he came in, you know, in a little better shape, a little better condition. You know, he's settled in now, right? He's not a newlywed anymore. He's got his family routine down. He knows what he has to do in school. And I just think all of that leads him into, you know, looking for his next goal, which, you know, whether it's, you know, Aggie as a team succeeding or whether it's his goal professionally, what he wants to do, I have no doubt that he'll come in ready to play and at a higher level. And, you know, I think that comes from strength training in the offseason. I think he needs to get a little stronger, obviously. Stamina has never been his problem. But he is a year older. And so, you know, he's got to kind of work on all of the strength, core strength that he needs to kind of stay injury free, hopefully for this next season.
How about guys like Justin Bean or Brock Miller, some of these guys that, again, return missionaries, so they're a little older, but as far as eligibility, still have a couple years. How much of a jump do you think those guys can make?
Well, I think there's a huge potential for, you know, them elevating their game because they had a chance to compete at a really high level. And they figured out, and they've probably been told, you know, the deficits in their game that they need to work on. And so, you know, that they'll come in and kind of work on those things that, maybe they lacked a little bit and then continue to improve on the things that they're really good at. But then just their leadership and their experience, I think, you know, just having that, their confidence level is going to be so much higher coming through the summer. You know, they're not worried about playing time. They're not worried about their position in the lineup. You know, they know where they're going to fit in the depth chart now. And it's just a question of, you know, taking those deficits that they had in their games, taking those, maybe those negatives and turning those into positives.
One more thing I want to ask you before I let you go, because, I haven't talked to the coaching staff about this, but just kind of seeing how this team is handling themselves in the new world of the transfer portal, they're not going out and getting, you know, and I'm sure that there's a lot of players out there that are seeing what Utah State's doing, and there's a grad transfer out there saying, yeah, I want to hitch my wagon to that team, but they're not dipping their toes in that water, at least so far, and I think maybe they've got one or two scholarships left. It leads me to believe that this coaching staff is very concerned about chemistry. Because, you know, they've added some players that they've signed and some young kids that will come in and hopefully help out. But I don't think this coaching staff wants to mess with that core roster because there was something special in that locker room last year. You've got the great pieces back for another year. Why mess with that chemistry when you know that team is going to be really, really good next year?
Yeah, I that's a fine line that you have to, you know, that's the difference between professional athletics, you know, in amateur athletics. You know, in college, you've got guys that you kind of bring along, hopefully for 4 years. It doesn't always work out like that, but you kind of bring them along. And when you have a group that's, you know, highly successful and then returning for the following year, you know, you really have to, you know, look at what to add and what not to add to that group. You know, you definitely don't want to disturb the chemistry, but you also realize that you probably even though you probably exceeded your preseason goal, I think during the season, and obviously as they got rolling, you know, they would have liked to had a few more pieces to, you know, get past, you know, the Washington game. So just kind of, I think that's probably where they went out and looked at. And then, you know, you also have to, I think the first thing they did this year is really fill those holes, you know, in the depth chart for the coming years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, you are graduating a few players. You have to kind of plan on probably Keta not making it, you know, into his third season. You know, you kind of have to plan for those type of things. And so they recruited to that. Now they do have a few left open. And I wouldn't be opposed to a grad transfer if it's the right guy. Right. And I think, Craig and his staff, they know the type of person that they're looking for and they need. So I have full faith that if they do go down that route, that they'll definitely bring in a guy that will not only help them on the court, but also, you know, in that locker room.
Not going to lie. November can't get here soon enough. I'm fired up.
I know. No doubt about that. I mean, you know, just the way we left last season and just everything out there, I think this will be an all-time high for season ticket sales. You know, I think there's a lot of fans that were kind of on the fence last year. Well, let's see what they do. Let's see what they do. I think they proved what they could do. So I'm excited about, you know, season ticket sales and just getting back in the spectrum and you know, just keeping that fire going.
Coach, I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll do a couple more of these before the season starts. But thanks for making time out of your busy schedule to join us.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Scotty, and go Aggies.
So there you go. Coach Beckard and I talking a little Aggie hoops. Remember, the Aggies All the Way podcast, we will get you as much content as we possibly can, even in the off season. We'd love to keep it rolling and love talking a little Aggie athletics. Thanks for listening. Remember, hit subscribe. We will be available. If not there already, we'll be available on all your podcast platforms. Bear with us while we get this thing set up, but iTunes, Stitcher, Podcaster, all those, we hope to have those up very, very soon. So you will have complete access and subscribe, download, give us a listen, take us with you wherever you go. It's the Aggies All the Way podcast right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.